Hello.
Hi. Is that Sean there?
It is, yeah.
My name is Howley. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. I know we've tried to have chats over the last couple of weeks, but are you free to have a 10-minute chat with me now about your case?
Yes, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Shauna. Just to let you know, Shauna, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Shauna, to go out and gather the evidence for you to substantiate your case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right into, you know, social services, education authorities of your time and care. But it's also to get to know you a little better, Shauna.
Okay.
Try and understand, you know, the trauma of your time and care, the trauma that you faced as a child, how that has had an effect or a lasting effect or even an impact, if you like, on your
mm-hmm.
adult life. With stuff that I can, you know, evidence, Shauna, you know, like you've been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD,
yeah.
had any issues with alcohol or substances, and I'll write, so my team will write to your GP, NHS, addiction charities and the likes, and we'll gather all of that evidence for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can paint an accurate picture of, you know, Shauna not only in care, but also Shauna because of care.
Yeah.
If you like, and they have to, or Scottish Legal just have to take that into consideration when they're deliberating on our case. So obviously, you know, just trying to get you and I, and we, should we say, you know, the best chance of getting the most out of this process, Shauna.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Shauna, so I am so sorry that I do have to ask you these.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be doing my job representing you if I didn't ask, so
I am sorry, Shauna. That's all right.
Have you ever been diagnosed with any depression or anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that both?
Depression.
Okay. And did you seek medical attention for the depression?
Yes.
Okay. And scores. Medical. Okay, so I'll take your GP's details in a sec. Have you had any issues with any sort of alcohol or substance abuse?
There was an issue going on regarding alcohol, actually not that long ago, that I did see the GP for.
Okay. Okay. Spoke to you. And what did your GP suggest?
I was sent to, I can't remember the names of the places or anything like that, but sort of like a mental health place, who then decided that I should go to a kind of AA place.
Yeah.
Or for people that were using substances or alcohol, things like that.
Okay.
I didn't stick with that one because I wasn't dependent on alcohol, if that
yeah.
makes sense. It was just the reactions I was having whilst being under the influence of alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I also, received some, counselling and things like that as regarding
okay.
that as well.
Okay. Okay, so I get that information from the GP, you said, obviously,
mm-hmm.
you can't remember.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm not any good to me.
That's okay.
Names the organisations
yeah.
or that.
No problem, I'll get that from the GP. I've got a real... tough one, Shauna. It's one that I hate asking, but I do have to ask, so again,
yeah.
I am so sorry. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Shauna?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And did any of the suicide attempts end up with you being hospitalised?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Shakes. So I'm going to take your GP's details, please, Shona.
Okay. Well, obviously, I've had a number of different GPs throughout the years, but I've always been with Dalkeith Medical Centre.
I think that's what I need to know. Is that in St. Andrew Street, is it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. Parkeith Road? No, that's not it, is it? I'm going to add this one to your records, 2 seconds. St. Andrew Street, is that regular?
Yes. Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, and that is Dalkeith. That is EH22.
182.
Not my daddy. Okay, and you've been there, you see, your whole life.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay. 206. 26. Okay. And can I take the hospital that you were admitted to for the suicide attempt, please, Shona?
Yeah, that would be the Royal Edinburgh Hospital.
Can we just have one? I don't know how I haven't already got that details. Okay, and roughly what date was the admittance? Roughly. Date, a year, not, I don't need it.
Oh, God. Try to think.
If you remember roughly what age you were, obviously we can...
Yeah, that's... I'm trying to think back, so... Possibly... 2006.
Okay.
Round about sort of the years, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm also going to write to the social services of or Harden Hall and Cruton Care Home.
Uh-huh.
When I get the information back from your time in care, Shona, do you want me to share that information with you?
Yes, please, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. So what we'll do, Shona, is when information comes back into our office, I'll make copies and send you copies of absolutely everything that I get.
Okay.
We'll go through all of the you know, your care, your time and care information.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more comfortable doing that with a female colleague of mine, then that's totally fine. We can get somebody else to pick up with you at that point, because we'll need to go through all of your care, all of your time mm-hmm. and care, through all of your statements. Make sure that everything, you have all of the evidence and you also are happy with all of your statements.
Yeah.
And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress once we've pinned your medical records there.
Mm-hmm.
the record of the suicide attempt. So we do what's called our final submission then, Shauna. So that's when we've completed our case. Well, we've done as much as we can.
Uh-huh.
We've handed it over to the Scottish Regents and said, you know, this is us. From what happens then, Shauna, is then we wait what's called a panel date.
Mm-hmm.
It's where a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's all uh-huh. done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend, neither of us. But then hopefully we'll be notified of, in the form of an apology of any wrongdoing.
Okay.
And hopefully an offer of financial compensation as well, Shauna.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me, Shauna, on my role and what I'm about to undertake for you?
No.
Okay. Just to let you know, Shauna, it's not going to be a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months to get the information back. From
okay,
your
yeah.
Medical records generally come back within 6 weeks. They're pretty good. But your social services take you a little bit more persuasion, she said.
Yeah.
So we'll be fighting tooth and nail now just to get your information back. Okay, if you understand that process, what I'll do is I just have to go back one step with you, Shauna, just to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. I have to run through this with you on this recorded call because obviously we're about to start or embark on our largest body of work for you.
Yeah.
And also for our compliance team, I need to make sure that you are fully aware of, you know, our fees and how and what we charge.
Mm-hmm.
So just to let you know, Shauna, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so.
Okay.
It was actually set up so individuals can apply themselves, or obviously that would entail, you know, creating a case if you wish to gather and submit your own evidence. And then, you know, submitting your own case. But that's an option for you. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Shauna, that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't or won't charge fees, Shauna, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where those law firms get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Mm-hmm.
So they get paid anyway, basically. Now, as a fellow law firm down here in England, I can't legally go into and discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Shauna, what they don't do or won't do for you. Also, I can tell you is we as a law firm here at MMA Legal, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. And we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Uh-huh.
What we do, Shauna, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Okay.
In where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this this Scottish redress process. Our fate's a tie, basically, Shauna. Our fees, Shauna, are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is no matter how much work, time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Yeah.
The VAT is 20% of the 16, but it'll net you out. So the most you'll ever pay is 19.2% in fees.
Uh-huh.
On the flip side, Shauna, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been through care, and obviously then, you know, subsequent mental health problems, potential alcohol addiction, suicide attempts, you're deemed as quite a vulnerable client. And we as a law firm, we will never put any sort of financial pressure on you if we're unsuccessful with your case.
Okay, yeah.
So what that means is if, you know, we don't get your compensation, you won't, or we won't come looking for any fees from you. Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees, our end. Is that okay, Shauna?
Yeah, I understand all that, yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
Yes.
Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Perfect. You signed some documentation with us, Sean. Let me just check what it was. 4 weeks ago. On this. One second. So you signed documentation with us on the 9th of March. But you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from that date, Shona. But that means that you have 14 days to change your mind before we start, you know, our work, if you like, to change your mind, rip up the agreement with us and walk away. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the 9th of March, I can restart that date 14 days from today. Or alternatively, you know, if you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I'm quite happy just to go ahead, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you have my number now, Shona. My name's Michael. I'm going to be a caseworker throughout this process. Can you save my number, please?
Yeah.
If you need me for anything, give me a call.
I'm
always at the other end of a call for you. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, you can always pick up the call phone and give me a ring as well. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. And I'll keep in touch with you every 4 to 5 weeks, either by email or a phone call, let you know how I'm getting on with your case.
Right, that's great.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Shona?
I don't, know.
Okay. Well, if you do, Shona, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm always here for you.
Okay, then.
Thank you so much, Shona. It's lovely speaking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Shona.
Bye. Bye.